This audio program has been produced by YBM Shisa. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
They're leaving the room.
B.
They're turning on the machine.
C.
They're standing near the table.
D.
They're reading the newspaper.
Statement C.
They're standing near the table.
Is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
They're waiting in line.
B.
They're turning it around.
C.
They're standing by a rail.
D.
They're leaving for the city.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
There is no more room.
B.
All the seats are taken.
C.
The bus is about to leave.
D.
Many of the seats are empty.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
People are calling the waiter.
B.
People are in the water.
C.
People are going to a sale.
D.
People are sitting beside the pond.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The discs are on the sink.
B.
The dishes have been served.
C.
The dishes are in the drying rack.
D.
The discs are full.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
The woman is picking fruit from a tree.
B.
The woman is drinking apple juice.
C.
The apple pies are on sale.
D.
The woman is looking at the fruit.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
He's taking the guitar home.
B.
The man is setting up his equipment.
C.
The man is a magician.
D.
He's playing music outside.
Go on to the next page. Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book. A.
There's no room to park.
B.
A wide path winds through the park.
C.
The trees no longer have their leaves.
D.
The people are mowing the grass.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A.
He is walking on the sidewalk.
B.
The man is holding the hose.
C.
He He is cleaning the plates.
D.
The man is making a delivery.
Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book. A.
They are going up the escalator.
B.
The people are wearing hats.
C.
The elevator is full.
D.
Some people are holding on to the rail.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A.
The men are putting up the wall.
B.
The men are sitting at the table.
C.
The men are relaxing.
D.
The men are going out to lunch.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only 1 time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A,
"To meet the new director."
B,
"It's the first room on the right."
C,
"Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question,
"Where is the meeting room?"
is choice B,
"It's the first room on the right."
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 11. Number 11.
Did you check the weather report?
A.
Yes, it's going to rain.
B.
I made a few corrections.
C.
Sure, I'll report it soon.
Number 12.
Why don't we take the stairs?
A.
No, I wasn't looking.
B.
They're at the end of the hall.
C.
I'd rather take the elevator.
Number 13.
The first performance was on Friday, wasn't it?
A.
Yes, but I didn't see it.
B.
The ticket says 8 o'clock.
C.
It's the second play this year.
Number 14.
Who's your representative at the Bendel Company?
A.
His name's Sam.
B.
Mr. Peters called.
C.
No, he was promoted.
Number 15.
Should we take a bus or a taxi?
A.
Yes, it's near here.
B.
A taxi's more comfortable.
C.
It's every 10 minutes or so.
Number 16.
Where did you put the proposal?
A.
It's due on Friday.
B.
It's on top of your desk.
C.
I'll have it finished soon.
Number 17.
Is Mr. McAllister in charge of the project?
A.
We'll find out at the meeting.
B.
Yes, there's a big team working on it.
C.
It's the River Conservation Project.
Number 18.
Was the deadline extended?
A.
Not that I've heard.
B.
Sure, it's 2019.
C.
Yeah, it does seem longer.
Number 19.
Where will the meeting be held?
A.
It's at 3 o'clock.
B.
It's in the conference room.
C.
Oh, it's not that heavy.
Number 20.
Would you like to split this cake with me?
A.
Thanks, I'd love some.
B.
Sorry, I don't have a knife.
C.
Yes, we should go there together.
Number 21.
The bank will be closed on Monday.
A.
No, I'm opening.
B.
Regular hours are 9 to 5.
C.
Can I make a deposit now then?
Number 22.
Could you hold this for a second?
A.
No, it's my first.
B.
Sure, I don't mind.
C.
It usually takes longer than that.
Number 23.
What time are the reservations?
A.
Okay, I'll call.
B.
They're for 8 o'clock.
C.
It's at the same hotel as last time.
Number 24.
Could you tell me where we are on this map?
A.
No, I'm not tired.
B.
Sorry, I don't have one.
C.
Sure, we're right here on First Street.
Number 25.
Is there enough seating for everyone?
A.
Yes, there should be.
B.
No, I think she ordered 3.
C.
We should wait until they're here.
Number 26.
The district manager is coming to visit.
A.
No, I just got back.
B.
I'm only going for an hour.
C.
Oh, do you know when she'll be here?
Number 27.
You can read Chinese, can't you?
A.
Yes, I'd love to eat some.
B.
It's been a while, but yes.
C.
Actually, he's from Vietnam.
Number 28.
Please take this back to the office with you.
A.
It's in the corner.
B.
Yes, I'm going home.
C.
Sure, I'll put it on your desk.
Number 29.
How did your presentation go?
A.
I didn't get to see it.
B.
I think it went well.
C.
Right after Miss Colgate speaks.
Number 30.
We've been here before, haven't we?
A.
Yes, a long time ago.
B.
We should go there again.
C.
No, it doesn't begin until 2.
Number 31.
Are you announcing the news today or tomorrow?
A.
Yes, I'll try to make it.
B.
I'll do it at Wednesday's conference.
C.
Mr. Peters will make the announcement.
Number 32.
Let's take the train.
A.
It leaves at 12 o'clock.
B.
At the Clinton Street station.
C.
Okay, how much are tickets?
Number 33.
Should we meet now or in the afternoon?
A.
Sure, right after lunch.
B.
No, it's only 12:30.
C.
Maybe it's better to meet now.
Number 34.
Is there any more cream left?
A.
Here's the sugar.
B.
No, it's to the right.
C.
Yes, it's on the table.
Number 35.
Should I take notes at the conference?
A.
No, Ji-sun will.
B.
It lasts 3 hours.
C.
I'll email you the file.
Number 36.
What's the quickest way to get there?
A.
No, it's over here.
B.
The subway's the best.
C.
Yes, it was really quick.
Number 37.
Aren't we meeting Ms. Johnson?
A.
Yes, she'll be here at 3.
B.
Mark's picking her up.
C.
Mr. Daltrey and I will go.
Number 38.
Have you sent out the invitations yet?
A.
No, but I'll do that now.
B.
Yes, they're required.
C.
Yes, food will be served.
Number 39.
Would you mind closing the door behind you?
A.
It just opened.
B.
Oh, sure, no problem.
C.
Let me hold it for you.
Number 40.
Shouldn't we stop to get gas?
A.
Yes, we shouldn't.
B.
It's about 4:15.
C.
Sure, it's on the way.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Cindy, I heard you've been put in charge of the Wagner presentation. I'd like to see the presentation before Friday.
Yes, Mr. Everly. I've been working on it since Thursday, so I should have it completed by Wednesday afternoon.
Good. I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but we really need this account.
I'll try my best, sir. I'll call you as soon as I'm ready.
Number 41.
What does Mr. Everly ask the woman to do?
Number 42.
What does Mr. Everly emphasize?
Number 43.
What will probably happen on Wednesday? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Judy, I got your email about that new play. It looks interesting. How do I get tickets?
Well, you can buy them online when they go on sale on the 20th. You can wait in line at the theater the day of the show. But I don't recommend doing that. The lines get quite long.
Could you send me an email with the website address? I think I'd like to make sure I have a seat instead of waiting.
Sure, I'll email it to you soon. Maybe we can go to the play together. Which day were you planning on going?
Number 44.
What event are the speakers discussing?
Number 45.
What does Judy suggest?
Number 46.
What does Judy say she will do?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling because my internet service has not been working for the past 2 days.
I'm sorry about that, sir. There was a fault in the server system, and quite a few residential zones were affected. We are working on the problem and hope to get it repaired as soon as possible.
That explains a lot. Well, do you know when my internet service will be available again?
We're working on it as quickly as we can, but we're trying to finish it by tomorrow. Please call back if it's not fixed by then.
Number 47.
What is the purpose of the man's call?
Number 48.
What is the problem?
Number 49.
When will the problem be fixed? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. We should discuss our plans for the technology exposition. I have the tickets, but since it starts so soon after work, getting there might be a problem. What do you want to do?
Well, the subway will be really crowded after work, but I think that will be the quickest way to get there.
I'm not really familiar with the subway. You don't think we should take a taxi or the bus?
No, we might be late if we run into traffic. Let's just take the subway. I know which way to go, and I don't want to miss the show.
Number 50.
What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 51.
Where are the speakers going?
Number 52.
What will probably happen? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
We've scheduled studio time to make the recording for your demo. It's expensive, so we could get only an hour. You're scheduled from 3 to 4 on Thursday.
That sounds good. It'll be tight, but that'll probably give me enough time to get everything done. I'm only making one song.
Also, the technician won't be there, so Mike from the audio department will be helping you. Call me if you have any problems.
I will. Thanks for your help.
Number 53.
What has been reserved?
Number 54.
How long is the reservation?
Number 55.
What will Mike do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for meeting with me, Dr. Freeman. Sorry for the short notice, but we're hoping to air this story on tonight's evening news. The producer already briefed you about our interview, right?
Yes, she told me we're going to discuss the research results of our study.
Yes, hopefully the results will encourage more people to recycle and care for the environment. The interview should take about 30 minutes. Are you ready to begin?
Sure, let's start.
Number 56.
What might the woman's occupation be?
Number 57.
What will the speakers discuss?
Number 58.
What will probably happen next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Thank you for calling Pepino's. This is Davey. May I take your order?
Yes. I want to order 2 large pepperoni pizzas with a side of buffalo chicken wings. I'd like it for delivery.
That'll be $24.92 for your order. It should take about 45 minutes to get there. May I have your address?
Sure. It's 14 Walnut Drive. In the Sandhurst subdivision. Thanks.
Number 59.
What is the purpose of the call?
Number 60.
What type of food does Peppino's serve?
Number 61.
What does the man tell the woman? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following phone conversation.
I am calling about my electricity bill for last month because there are some charges on there that I'm concerned about.
I can review it with you, but first, what's your home address and the last name on the account for verification purposes?
My name is Scarlett Murphy. My address is 78 Honeywell Drive, Tacoma, Washington, 98402.
Okay, Ms. Murphy. I have your account pulled up. Let me take a look at your bill, and I'll try my best to help you.
Number 62.
Where does the man probably work?
Number 63.
What information does the man ask for?
Number 64.
What is the purpose of Ms. Murphy's call? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like to make a reservation for 2 tickets to London on Friday evening.
Okay, let me see. The 6:15... The 6:45 and the 8:15 trains still have seats open. Which one would you like?
I'll take the 6:45 train. How long will it take to get there?
Well, the 6:45 is an express train, so it'll take approximately 2.5 hours to get to London. Would you like to pay cash or charge?
Number 65.
Where might this conversation be heard?
Number 66.
How many tickets does the woman request?
Number 67.
At what time will the woman leave on Friday? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation. I heard you were going to the Middleton meeting on Tuesday, Gary. I didn't know you were involved.
Yes, I was appointed as the new project manager. I replaced Dan since he had to take emergency leave.
Oh, okay. Well, here are some detailed notes about the Middleton Group's specifications. Would you like me to review them with you?
That would be great. I've had a lot of catching up to do since this was given to me last minute.
Number 68.
What will happen on Tuesday?
Number 69.
What is mentioned about Dan?
Number 70.
What does the man offer to do?
Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following speech. Welcome to lovely London tours. My name is Nigel. Since 1837, Buckingham Palace has been the official London residence of British royalty and the administrative headquarters of the monarchy. We're lucky to be here during the annual summer opening when guests are allowed to view the staterooms of the palace, featuring great works of art from Rembrandt, Vermeer, Rubens, and Canova. There's also a collection of fine porcelain and antique French and English furniture. During this season, the changing of the guard takes place every day at 11:30. First up, we'll watch the ceremony, and after that, tour into Buckingham Palace.
Number 71.
What might the speaker's occupation be?
Number 72.
What happens during summer?
Number 73.
What will the audience do next? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following introduction.
On today's car radio, we have special guest Mark Coco of On the Road magazine to discuss hybrid vehicles. Mr. Coco was one of the first automobile critics to review the highly anticipated hybrid Bronson Magnus. He will tell us about the good and bad points of these new hybrid vehicles. With more than 20 years' experience in the automotive industry, assessing and reporting on cars, Mr. Coco is highly trusted among his peers and readers. We're glad to have him here. Thank you for visiting Car Radio, Mr. Coco.
Number 74.
Where might this introduction be heard?
Number 75.
What is the purpose of Mr. Coco's visit?
Number 76.
What is Mr. Coco's occupation? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following speech. As an undergraduate at the University of California, I developed an appreciation for the great art of filmmaking. It was here that I truly discovered my passion. The UC professors guided me as I learned more about the movie-making process with their impressive knowledge and support. UC helped me become the filmmaker that I am, and I'll never forget this. So today, I am here to give an endowment to the University of California School of Film. I am pledging $100 million to go towards the development of digital film studies and production. I hope that other UC students can benefit in the way that I have.
Number 77.
What is the speaker's occupation?
Number 78.
What is the purpose of the speech?
Number 79.
What can be inferred from the speech? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. In just a few minutes, the flight attendants will start with our food and beverage service. Your meal choices today are chicken and noodles or fish with rice. A complete menu of available beverages is listed in the back of the Sky Travel magazine, located in your seat backs. Coffee and tea service will be served after the meal. Also, please be sure to check out our duty-free catalogue for high-quality, exclusive offers for Transit Air passengers. Flight attendants will bring out the duty-free cart later in the flight. Thank you for your attention.
Number 80.
What is the announcement mainly about?
Number 81.
Why does the speaker mention Sky Travel magazine?
Number 82.
What will happen next? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following news report.
In a Tuesday press conference, Cool Bean CEO Paul Jobs announced his goal to open 250 stores nationwide. With 78 stores in the Northeast, Jobs is eager to spread the Cool Beans brand to the rest of the nation. Critics of the expansion cite rival coffee chain and industry leader Coffee Buzz as an obstacle in the Cool Beans market share. But Jobs says that as the first coffee chain to use only organic products, Cool Beans appeals to a growing and increasingly profitable market. With a 3% growth in the last fiscal quarter alone, the organic coffee vendor is confident in its plans.
Number 83.
What did Mr. Jobs announce about Cool Bean stores?
Number 84.
Where can Cool Bean stores currently be found?
Number 85.
What distinguishes Cool Beans from other coffee shops? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
On Friday, we will be catering an all-day party at the Botanical Gardens. Since it's an outdoor event, we have to go early to help with the setup and arrangement. Half of the crew should get there by 10, since appetizers will be served at 2 o'clock, followed by dinner at 6. There will be fewer people working the early shift. It will be a long night. Don't forget the dishes and equipment will also need to be cleared out immediately, as there is another event scheduled.
Number 86.
What is the purpose of the talk?
Number 87.
Where will the event take place?
Number 88.
At what time will the appetizers be served?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report. In business news, Megan Culpepper, chief executive of Johnson & Smith, resigned for personal reasons. The consumer goods manufacturer named Victor Wilmont as the new chief, effective immediately. Ms. Culpepper, who has led the global powerhouse for more than 8 years, previously expressed a desire for an early retirement. Industry experts speculate Ms. Culpepper will go on to pursue philanthropic activities. News of the change in leadership sent shares of Johnson & Smith down $1.25 per share.
Number 89.
What was the report mainly about?
Number 90.
Who is Megan Culpepper?
Number 91.
What does Johnson & Smith manufacture? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. The next IMAX screening of Down in the Trenches will begin in 20 minutes. This special 3D presentation is 94 minutes long. Glasses will be provided upon entry into the theater. We will ask that senior citizens and those with special needs receive priority entrance and seating. Listening devices are available for those who would like to view the film in Spanish, French, or Japanese. As a reminder, food and beverages are not allowed in the theater. Thank you and enjoy the presentation.
Number 92.
What is the purpose of the announcement?
Number 93.
What will be provided to all audience members?
Number 94.
When will the screening begin? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
I'm sorry for the delay. The slide projector is broken, so to avoid canceling the lecture, we have chosen to change locations. We will move to room A3 in the basement level. There will be a short 10-minute break so we can move the equipment. Ms. Foster will give a brief introduction of our guest speaker immediately after we get settled. Again, I apologize for the delay and thank you for your patience.
Number 95.
What is the main purpose of the talk?
Number 96.
What is the problem?
Number 97.
What will happen next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Mr. Jones. My name is Andy Webster, and I'm calling from Sandoval Landscapes Company. We received your application for employment and are very interested in speaking with you for an interview. If you are still interested in this position, please call us so we can set up a meeting time. Our office will be closed on Monday, but we'd like to schedule an interview as soon as possible after that. Again, my name is Andy, and my phone number is 342-1910. I will be in the office until 5. Thanks, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Number 98.
Who is the intended audience for this message?
Number 99.
What does Mr. Webster ask Mr. Jones to do?
Number 100.
When will the office be closed?
This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.